Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Dad, it's Raquel.
Hey, Raquel, you're caller 20.
Yeah!
You got tickets to all three water parks in Southern California, Wild Rivers, Knott's Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
Finally, thank you, Kevin.
You are welcome, congrats. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, the U.S. is moving forward in the World Cup. The travel warnings for the long 4th of July weekend, which a lot of people are already off on. People are dumb. What's up with Florida? As usual, the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Beck at the Greek. And yesterday, because of that couple that climbed the Empire State Building and then got engaged, we threw open the phones to talk to people who had bad proposals. And this was the winner.
So my now husband, I don't know why I said yes, he pretended to break up with me when he proposed to me.
Oh, no.
What?
That's insane.
So it was the day of my dad's going away party. My dad was moving to Oregon, so I was super an emotional wreck. My dad and I were super close. And my husband is like, well, now at the time, it was my boyfriend, was like running around our apartment, and I was like, comfort me, I'm sad. And he was like, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, you know, I'm just thinking about this big decision your dad made, and I'm looking at where my life is, and it's not where I thought it was going to be.
What?
And where I thought I was going to be, and I'm thinking about where this is going and and how it's heading in this place that I don't know how to say this. And I'm like, oh, great, I'm getting dumped. And he's like, so will you marry me?
Oh,
and so like, dramatic.
And I was, and my only response was, okay.
Well, when your emotions are being played by that, no one loves
but
that.
But it was the most horrendous thing in the world. And he's like, but it makes a great story. And I'm like, shut up, I hate you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's so lucky you married him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everybody hears that story and they're like, I would have dumped him right
yes.
then and there. Absolutely not.
I mean, technically he's right. It's a good story.
Yeah, because here you are telling it.
Yes, you are. You're still married to him, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Congrats.
I love it.
I think yeah. we love it. I'm not sure. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, God. I'm so bored.
It's getaway day. Our roads, our airports expected to be packed with people as they escape for the long 4th of July weekend.
That's right. We got details coming up on the world famous K-Rock. Got more chances for you to win tickets to the water parks here in Southern California. You got a chance to win tickets to Wild Rivers, Knott's Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. This is the beginning of the 4th of July weekend. What are we saying about travel?
It's getaway day. Our roads, our airports expected to be packed with people as they escape for the long 4th of July weekend.
There's no place better than Southern California for the 4th of July. I'm happy to not be traveling.
Eyewitness News reporter David Gonzalez is live with what you need to know if you're headed out for the holiday. David, good morning.
So you think the news tosses it to the reporter who's at LAX? You would be wrong. He's standing in front of a random gas station.
Yeah, this weekend is all about barbecues. We're talking about fireworks, but it's also about road trips for a lot of people as people try to get away for the 4th of July weekend.
All right, give us some good news for people that are going to be driving someplace this weekend.
But if you are going to be hitting the road, just letting you know, you are not going to be alone because millions of people across the country and right here in SoCal as well are planning to hit the road as well.
Right. I would assume that. It's 4th of July, so give us some good news about driving. What's the glass half full?
So just make sure if you are going to be driving out later today, gas prices remain high.
All right. The gas prices have not gone down. They're very high, and they remain that way. Got it. I'm sure you've got some information that will make it easier on drivers this 4th of July holiday. Let's hear it.
AAA predicts that 5.5 million people in SoCal will be traveling 50 miles or more for the 4th of July weekend.
Sort of feels like you're rubbing it in now.
And most of those people are choosing to drive, even though gas prices are still high.
All right. Asked and answered. Gas prices are high. Give us something good.
Right now, the average price for a gallon of gas in LA County is $5.41.
Seriously, you're just rubbing it in? That's what this report is? If you're going to be driving this 4th of July weekend, it's going to be hell. Here's a reporter to tell you more about it being hell.
Gas prices have dropped 60 cents compared to last month.
All right, here we go. Gas prices a tiny bit lower. Here comes the good news.
But we're still paying about 80 cents higher than we were last 4th of July.
Come on, man. What's happening here?
And the higher gas prices are having a big impact on Americans' wallets.
All right, everyone on the roads. Gas prices high, hard on the wallet. Got it.
A new poll shows half of Americans are changing their summer vacation plans.
Americans today are still going to be spending $250 million more on gasoline than they did a year ago.
You're just rubbing it in. Yeah, it's more expensive. Got it. It's more crowded. Got it.
It's going to be the second most expensive July 4th we've ever recorded at Gas Buddy.
Stop doing what you're doing.
You are not properly prepared for summer until you win tickets to Wild Rivers, Knott's Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor Los Angeles. Your chance to win in less than 10 minutes right here on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon, you won the tickets.
Yes.
Well done. You got tickets to Wild Rivers, Knott's Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm going to be wet for a long time.
That is what she said.
That's nasty.
I was screaming in my own house.
Do that and float it into that top corner. It's that man.
All right. So it's the 82nd minute. U.S. men's national team against Bosnia-Herzegovina. We're down a man, so it's 11-10. We have to play that way for the rest of the game. Earlier in the game, Malik Tillman got stepped on. His cleat ripped. And his skin ripped as well. It was bleeding. So he ran over. An equipment manager got him a new pair of shoes. And he put on just the right one. Just kept his bloody sock on. And then in the 82nd minute, they have a free kick in front of the goal. And the announcers are saying that Tyler Adams is going to take it. And then he doesn't.
Adams is going to lose the argument. Tillman and Robinson stayed over it. Tillman ran into Adams.
So as Tillman was backing up to take the kick, Adams was still there. Some teams have a designated player to take that shot, but it looked like several of them wanted to take it, and thank God Tillman took it.
9 minutes plus stoppage time to go.
So this run-up is telling me more power.
Look at how Vassell's giving up the entire right side of his goal.
All right, so they build a wall of defenders in front of the goal, and then the goalie covers the other half of it. Because it's kind of impossible to get the ball up and over the wall and then back down into the goal with speed on it so that the goalie can't get to it. It's kind of impossible.
Tillman! It's in! Malik Tillman! 2-0 United States!
Tillman delivers for the United States. Make the keeper work. And boy, does he. Intense focus, lines up for power, and just bangs it right past Vasya. Watch the movement on this ball. He hits it right through the middle, so it's dipping with pace. He can only get a hand to it, and it's not enough. Look at that. Malik Tillman, pure brilliance when his country needed him most. Down a man, but up two goals. 2-0, United States.
And we move on to the next round, which is going to be Belgium on Monday. Somber on K-Rock, the guy who made the FIFA World Cup trophy bong, coming up on the show in about 10 minutes. A Toronto cannabis shop called Cosmic Charlie's started selling golden silicone bongs shaped like the FIFA World Cup trophy and got in trouble with FIFA. So I thought we would call today. We're calling Cosmic Charlie, and we are looking for Sean Cady.
Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hi, it's Kevin from K-Rock calling about the FIFA bong.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Sean?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Kevin from K-Rock. Thank you for taking the time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, Kevin.
So Canada is one of the host countries for the World Cup. When did you get the idea in your weed shop to make a bong in the shape of the FIFA World Cup trophy?
Well, to be honest, Kevin, we didn't actually make it. We bought it from a supplier. I debated with my brother whether we were going to carry it at all, which is the funny thing about this whole story.
Right.
I guess we were just thinking of creative ways that we could market to tourists. And obviously, we're one of the first host countries, like L.A., that has legal cannabis.
Yep.
so that we thought there was an opportunity there, and eventually decided to carry a couple before we got the red card.
Did you get to sell any of them?
We sold one, exactly one unit.
Oh, that's so sad. How many did you get?
There was actually only two total.
Oh, okay. So you got rid of half
like
of your
I said,
stock.
It was on the fence whether we were going to, we were like, hey, we might sell a couple of these. If worst case scenario, if they don't sell, then we'll have a keepsake to put out every World Cup, I guess.
I saw on the news report that you had to break your remaining World Cup trophy bong and send them proof that you had destroyed it. What an outrage.
Well, they sent some pretty scary literature our way. It was by overnight courier to both locations. And it was an 8-page document with a couple of different appendixes attached. Or
8 pages to tell you to break the bong.
Yeah, that basically one stating FIFA's copyright to said image and what the trophy looked like. And then a clip of the quantity that I had remaining in stock from my website, like a screenshot.
Is that how they noticed was on your website?
Yeah, he confirmed when I called, like, is there really only one? I saw they said that you only had one left. Is that all the bongs that you have in your possession? He obviously said, if you stop selling them and destroy the one that you have in your possession, then we're all good here.
Did you think for a second to just destroy something else and make it look like it just to hold on to the other one?
I mean, it was discussed. It was thought about, but we decided not to play around. If you had read the letter, you'd probably be pretty scared, too.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive legally.
Yeah, and we're a small mom-and-pop operation. We don't have any in-house lawyers or anything like that. So
right.
I just thought, given the amount of money that we had made, it's probably not worth the fight, if that
I
makes
got you.
Sense.
Do you know if the supplier sold anywhere else?
That's a good question. I never outed them. It was never asked to me. I guess it was never asked. I thought that was the funniest thing about it was Stephen never asked me if I was the one making them, or I don't know if I just that I had to stop selling them. So
no,
they didn't
I mean,
ask me where I got them from. Or...
I assume that they didn't know. I assume that, like I did, that you made it.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was, and they just made that assumption. They didn't think farther than that.
Well, I got a huge kick out of your story. I love it. And if there happens to be one in the back room, one of the other stories said you had 3 or 4. I am interested on the down low.
Oh, man. So many people want to buy that bong.
I'll bet. Well, thanks for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, man. Thanks. Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Louie.
Hey, Louie, you win.
Woo, woo, woo.
No way.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You got tickets to Wild Rivers. You got tickets to Not Soap City. And you got tickets to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
No way. Oh, my wife's going to be stoked.
Yeah.
All 4 packs. So congratulations. Have a great time.
Thanks, you guys. K-R-L-K.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Remember that song Kids in America by Kim Wilde? It was released in 1981. Dave Grohl said in an interview, every punk rock boy I knew was hopelessly in love with Kim Wilde, and so was I. That's why I recorded my own version of Kids in America. It was in the days before I joined Nirvana, maybe 1989, and I did it on a whim. I was in my friend's basement studio, and I said, let's do this. It sat in a vault for over 2 decades before being released by the Foo Fighters on Songs from the Laundry Room, a limited 10-inch vinyl EP put out exclusively for Record Store Day. This is Foo Fighters' cover of Kids in America for 4th of July on the world-famous K-Rock. It's not as polished as Kim Wilde did in 1981, but that is Kids in America. It's Foo Fighters. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. You don't have enough plans for summer. We have your chance to win coming up.
4 packs to all 3 water parks coming up on K-Rock.
5 o'clock story time is on the way.
And it will be your final chance to win tickets to see Beck at the Greek on September 23rd.
Your 4th of July went wrong. That's what we're going to talk about at 800-520-1067. What do you got, Megan?
All right. An Oklahoma hairstylist is recovering after a pre-4th of July celebration turned into a nightmare when a large Roman candle malfunctioned and exploded in her hand.
Oh!
Jessica Keys says she grabbed the firework after it tipped over and started shooting toward people, but instead it detonated, causing her to lose 2 fingers and suffer burns. She described it as the worst pain ever, and she's had to undergo multiple surgeries.
What did she do for a living?
She's a hairstylist, so that's not
great. Two fingers down.
Not great to lose two fingers when you are a hairstylist.
Have you ever been hurt 4th of July?
No, I've never been hit by a firework or anything like that.
All right, we're not necessarily talking only about that, but those are funny.
Right.
We're talking about 4th of July went wrong. It can be one of your guests screwed up, somebody called the police.
There was a fight maybe that broke out.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine, when I was younger, my kids, I can't remember. It was some kind of a family reunion in Colorado.
Okay.
And in Colorado, the little ones are fine. They're legal. So they have those little stands along the side of the road and they're kind of lame.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But you got those little fountain ones that you light and everybody stands back and goes, oh, it's not that
nice.
Good. So I did that and I lit one. And one of the little embers or lava rock landed right on the top of my head.
Oh, my God.
And no one saw it.
Oh, no.
So I start pounding my head like, and I'm yelling and running. And everyone's laughing.
Oh, my
because
God.
They think I'm kidding.
Right, right, right.
They're like, what is he doing? And it sort of burned a little hole in my skull.
Oh, my God. So that's what's wrong with you then.
Well, that's one of the things that's wrong with me. Yes, for sure.
Oh, my God.
The kids all found that hilarious. I was like, Mom, my head really hurts. They were like, ha, 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 ha.
That would happen to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. 4th of July went wrong. That is the topic. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Beck at the Greek on September 23rd.
Your 4th of July went wrong. 800-520-1067. We're taking calls and texts about your 4th of July went wrong.
310 said, woke up in Hermosa Beach Alley to stolen shoes after blacking out and lost my phone. So I had to walk home to Torrance barefoot. Ultimately being late to my Saturday morning DUI class. Oh. Nice one.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Summer.
Hi, Summer, you're caller 20.
Woo! Yeah, are you for real?
Yes, we are for real.
Oh my God, no way.
You got tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor. Four packs for all three.
Oh my God, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Summer.
Thank you. Oh my God, you guys rock.
Listen, just keep saying hi. Hi, hi, hi. Just keep saying
hi.
Keep going. It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls on 4th of July went wrong.
Wow. I mean, okay. So I was in a desert for a bachelor party, 4th of July party. And we decided it was a lot more fun to throw the mortars instead of shoot them in the air. And my buddy was about 30 feet away from me, 30 yards away. And I made it in his sweatshirt pocket.
How on earth could you do that?
Call me Aaron Rodgers, baby. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And what happened to him?
He luckily had one swipe, and he made the right decision. And he swiped right.
And it was a match.
And it was a match.
It was a match.
It was a magical experience.
Oh,
let's just say that.
You couldn't even do that if you were aiming to do
it. Yeah, if you got $1 million to do that again.
Right.
No way.
Yeah. No, I tried to buy a lottery ticket on the way home, but it wasn't any luck.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, me and my older brother, were getting ready to do fireworks. We had our backpacks ready and all that stuff. Since they were illegal, we're going to go out far. But we decided to pop one on the roof of his house
right. Where
his girlfriend was smoking. She was smoking a cigarette.
Right.
So she was sitting in a chair, and we decided to light the mortar off. When we lit it, it tipped over, and it pointed right at her. It blew up. It shot right at her, knocked her right out of her chair.
No way!
Was she okay?
She was totally fine, but it ruined the night.
Why, that's the best 4th of July ever!
That was the first firework, and that was the last firework.
Oh, no! Boo! K-Rock, hello.
Well, yeah, so, my family was having a little barbecue party at the 4th of July.
Right.
The whole block was just lighting off fireworks. Everything was going off. And then before we know it, lights were coming down the street. And it turned out it was a fire truck that was coming on down, and it went to a house because it caught on fire.
Oh, no.
And it turned, yeah, I know. And then it turned out the lady had left something in the oven and had fallen asleep.
Oh, no. So it wasn't even fireworks related.
It had nothing to do with fireworks.
Had nothing to do with the fireworks. Everybody was scrambling, throwing all their fireworks into the back of trucks and into dishwashers, anything just to hide them from the police that were going to be coming on their way. And turned out, like, once the fire truck left, everyone was just done. They didn't even try to light any more fireworks.
And you're sticking to that story, right? Instead of the truth.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, good.
It's the way to go. Stick with it. Uh-huh.
All right, 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your 4th of July went wrong.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Back at the Greek on September 23rd.
We are taking your calls and texts to your 4th of July went south.
520 says, we blew up a Nissan Sentra. Short fuse, homemade mortar, and an oil leak. Mortar tipped before it blew, shot right under the car, and when we ran off, the car was on fire.
Oh,
that is so epic.
Well done. You look forward to the 4th of July so much that when it goes wrong, it's hilarious to us. So 4th of July went wrong, 800-520-1067.
323 texted in, my brother kicked a pink flower spinner into my hood of my sweatshirt. It spun around my head. I lost my hair and part of my hearing. He was so scared, he bribed me, and I was so deaf that I didn't know what I agreed to, and I told my mom. So, got his hair and his hearing.
Oh my God. It is Water Park Week on K-Rock.
Final chance coming up at 6 o'clock. One of your 4-pack of tickets to go to Wild Rivers, Not-Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
A lot of planning goes into the 4th of July, so we are taking your phone calls on 4th of July went wrong. You have a story like that?
Okay, so this was back in college. Me and my friends started drinking at like noon, and it was already super hot. We took acid at like 6 p.m.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I thought you couldn't black out on acid. You totally can, apparently.
Oh, wow.
I ended up going back to my friend's house, who had just moved out on July 3rd or June 30th, and popped through the window thinking he still lived there.
No.
Fell asleep on the couch, and I get the cops waking me up saying, hey, man, what are you doing here? I'm just like, oh, this is my friend's spot. They're like, yeah, no, it's not. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it is. Like,
oh.
And so I had to explain to them, drunk still, but the acid had worn off, so they didn't really know that I was still on drugs.
Right.
But I was still kind of drunk, and I somehow got out of it scot-free, didn't go to jail. They drove me home. It was amazing.
They even drove you home?
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. It went wrong, but right in all the right ways.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty epic.
I love it. All right. Who do we want to give the tickets to?
You know, I got to tell you, I really love the text that came in about the guy that blew up a Nissan Sentra. So I got him on the phone, and his name is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, what's going on?
You blew up a Nissan Sentra.
I mean, not purposefully, but yeah.
I mean, that's how all mistakes are made on 4th of July, not purposely.
That yeah, sentence alone made me laugh so hard.
Yep.
So the firework accidentally got shot under the car, and then it went up, and there was an oil leak happening in the car, and then it just lit on fire.
Yes, sir.
That's fantastic.
Well, your story has gotten you tickets.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. You're going to see Back at the Greek on September 23rd.
Right on.
Screw you, Nissan Sentra.
You know what you're missing? Tickets to a water park.
4-packs to Wild Rivers, Not-Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, coming up next on K-Rock.